Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, our quick tip is about walking. In the past, I've warned about the dangers of blocking your hearing while walking. But today, I want to talk about blocking your vision. You need to be able to see what's going on around you at all times, and this includes while walking on sidewalks. You never know when a car might swerve or when someone might come up behind you, and I have real-world examples of both. Just last summer, my wife was out for her afternoon walk. She likes to do this 5-mile circuit in our neighborhood. As she was walking, she heard a car come up from behind her and slow down. Then this guy started talking to her as she walked. Now, fortunately, the guy was complimentary and he wasn't trying to abduct her, but it really still creeped her out. Now, eventually, he drove on without incident. Now, if she'd been facing oncoming traffic, the chances are this guy would not have crossed over lanes to come talk to her. And also, if she had been facing oncoming traffic, she would have seen him slowing down and she would have been better able to avoid him after seeing him move down to intercept her. And now in another incident, and this was many, many years ago, a friend of mine narrowly avoided being deliberately hit by a car. This was a running buddy of mine, and the event happened before I started running with him. You know, I noticed that he always carried a small club with him when we ran in the early mornings. And by early, I'm talking about break of dawn, barely light. Now, he told me that when he was out running alone in the early morning one time, a car deliberately tried to run him down. He was running, facing traffic, along the side of the road. Now, he wasn't on the sidewalk because he got tired of dodging low tree branches and overhanging bushes, but he was running next to the sidewalk where there are normally cars parked. But at that time of the morning, there were no parked cars, and the roads were pretty much empty. He was just cruising along, minding his own business, when a car came down the road, saw him, and swerved across two lanes and came right at him. He said he barely dove out of the way in time to avoid being hit. Then the car swerved back onto the road and drove away, you know, tires screeching and leaving tread marks on the road. Now, if he hadn't been facing traffic, he would not have had the time to dodge the car, and he would have been the victim of a deliberate hit and run. So from that day forward, he always carried a stick with him when we ran in the mornings. Now, I never pressed the point that a 1-pound stick of wood was no protection against 2,000 pounds of steel moving at high speed, but it made him feel safer to carry it, so sometimes that's all you can do. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.